So let's review. Zok de Mishnah. Ein moididin ele mena mumcha. Only an expert surveyor should do the measuring of the tchum. Riba lamakam echad umiyat lamakam achar. Shaymin lamakam shariba. If he measured at 2 points on the same side and yielded 2 different results, we follow the longer distance. Similarly, riba la echad umiyat echad, shaymin lamaruba. If 2 surveyors measured and yielded different results, we follow the longer distance. Provided that the discrepancy is not greater than 585 amas, which would be the difference between the diagonal and side measurement, if he mistakenly measured the 2,000 amas on the diagonal. V'afil eved afil shivcha nemanim loymer ad kantchum shabbos shloy amr chacham es hadavar lahachmer el hakel. We believe an eved or shivcha to recall where the tchum of a city ends. Even though the concept of Tchum Shabbos is a chumrah beyond what the Torah requires, since the halachas of Tchum Shabbos are the Rabbanon, we're lenient. Zok the Mishnah. Ir shal yachid v'nasas shal rabim ma'arvenes kula. We may not make shetufim avayis or an eriv to include an entire public city, because people will mistakenly think you may carry even the Rosh Hashanah rabim. However, if the city started out as a private city and then became a public city, we can make an eriv around the entire city. However, shal rabim and asr shal yachid ein ma'arvin es kula. A public city that became a private city continues to be treated as a public city, and that the eriv must exclude part of the city. Reb Yehuda holds that we must exclude chamishim diurin, housing for 50 residents. Reb Shimon holds we only need to exclude shloisha chatzeres shal shnei batim, 3 chatzeres of 2 houses each. The Gemara next elaborates on 4 halachas in the Braisa. First, ir shal yachid v'nasa shal rabim. If a private city became public and has a Rishos HaRabim pass through the middle of the city, we can place a pole or a beam at either end of the public road and can then carry in the road between the poles or the beams. The Gemara points out that the idea that we can adjust the Rishos HaRabim with a lechi oikaira conforms to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a Rishos HaRabim that has 2 parallel walls is a Rishos HaYochem min HaTorah and can therefore be adjusted with 2 lachis or 2 kairas to allow carrying in it, but does not conform to the Rabbanon who hold Ein Ma'avin Rishos HaRabim Bekach. We cannot fix a Rishos HaRabim with 2 poles or 2 beams to allow carrying, because they consider it a Rishos HaRabim Dairaisa. Second, Ein Ma'avin Oysa L'chatzon. We cannot make 2 separate Erevin for the 2 halves of the town. The Gemara has 2 versions of a comment Rav Papa makes. Amr Papa, Le Amru El La'arka, Av La'rach B'ma'arvin. We cannot split the town along the length of the main road that runs through the town, since they are all joined in the main street of the town, but can split the town along the width of the main road, because each half can use the entrance of the town on its end of the road. At first we assumed that Rabbi Akiva would not even allow splitting the Erev along the width, because each half of the city asters on the other, because they are each entitled to pass through the other half. However, we conclude that Rebbe Kiva says that only in the case of shtei chatzeres, zu lefnim mizu, 2 chatzeres, one inside the other, where the inner chatzer's only exit and entrance is through the outer chatzer, which gives them a right of way through the outer chatzer. But in our case, each has their own entrance, so they do not have the right to pass through each other's side. Ikeda Amri, Amra Papa. The second version of Rav Papa says that even when the city is split along the width, they cannot make 2 separate Erevin. At first we assume this is only according to Rebbe Kiva, who grants passage for each side through the other side. But ultimately we say that even the Rabbanan, who do not invalidate an Erev based on the right of the inner chatzah to walk through the outer chatzah, would agree in our case that the rights of each side to walk through the other side would invalidate the Erev, because an inner chatzah can always close their door and give up the right to walk through the outer chatzah of Shabbos. But in our case, nobody can remove the Rishos HaRabim from the town. The 3rd halacha of the Braisa. Oy kula, oy mavoy mavoy b'fnei atzmai. A private town that became public can either be joined by a single Erev, or each mavoy must make their own separate Erev. The Gemara asks that for the same reason that they cannot split into 2 halves, they cannot separate it into each mavoy making their own Erev. Since they were all 1 chatzer, and they're now separating, they would aser one on the other, similar to 1 resident, not joining in an Erev. The Gemara answers, Kugoyin de'ovid daka. They make a small entrance at the end of the mavoy, through which they will enter and exit, to indicate that they want to be separate from the rest of the town, and no longer have rights in the rest of the town. Finally, Haisa shel rabim varehi shel rabim ve'ein la elo pesach echad ma'arvin es kula. We can make a single Erev in a public city that was always a public city, but has only one door, because it's not like a Rishas Rabbim that's open on both ends. Ba'im in Erev Ami Bar Abba, harfana mi Rabba. Sula mikan upesach mikan mahu. If a town has one regular entrance, and at the other end people can walk over a wall by way of a ladder, do we consider the town to have two entrances and ineligible for a single Erev? Or is the ladder not considered an entrance, and they can all be included in one Erev? Rava answered in the name of Rav, Sulam Teres Pesach Alav. A ladder is like a doorway, and therefore the town may not have a single Erev. Amalhu Rav Nachman, Loi Tatsi Sulei. Rav Nachman said that Rava misunderstood Rav. Hachi Amar Rav Ada Amar Rav. Sulam Teres Pesach Alav, Viteres Mechitz Alav. Rav Ada said in the name of Rav that we always view a ladder in the lenient way. It is considered a wall for the sake of making the town a single entrance town, which can be enclosed by a single Erev. And it is considered a door when it is in between two chatzers, so that they have the option of joining together in a single Erev, or to make two separate Erevin. Omeyam Rav Nachman Hachi. The Gemara questions whether Rav Nachman indeed always views a ladder in the way that would give the greatest leniency. After all, in the case of Anshei Mar Pesed, Sheshalkhu B'lo Irvu, people who live in the upstairs apartments did not join in the Erev with the residents of the lower level, and there is no separate entrance at the foot of the ladder that leads from upstairs to the street. Rather, they must pass through the chatzar, the Erev is invalid. Now, if Rav Nachman would view a ladder in the most lenient way, he should have said that in this case, the ladder is not considered an entrance, and the upper residents are not part of the chatzar, so that the lower residents can use their own Erev. The Gemara answers, Hach b'mayaskinon b'duloy gevoya mar peser asara. The porch is less than 10 tefachim higher than the ground of the chatzar, and even without a ladder, is considered part of the chatzar. However, the porch has a wall for a total of 10 tefachim high with an opening of less than 10 amos. Therefore, if there is a special entrance designated for the ladder in the chatzar, the upper floor can be considered separate from the chatzar because istaluki istaluki le mahacha. They have actively removed themselves from the chatzar by making their own entrance.